Attorney General Curtis Hill has announced that Indiana has reached a settlement with pharmaceutical manufacturer Novo Nordisk. The agreement settles accusations that the company failed to comply with Food and Drug Administration standards for their type 2 diabetes medication. The FDA required the insulin manufacturer to work to lessen the risk of a form of cancer caused by the medication Victoza. In addition to the FDA required the company to divulge the potential risks to physicians in order the company failed to comply with. Novo Nordisk failure to divulge the appropriate information resulted in a $46.5 million settlement with the federal government and various states, including Indiana, affected by the misbranding. The federal government will receive $43 million and the state Medicaid programs will receive $3.3 million. Indiana Medicaid will receive over $150,000 in settlements.